Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily, where we dive deep into the latest developments in the GPU world, especially focusing on AMD technologies and their implications for developers and engineers in the AI and machine learning space. Today is March 12th, 2026, and we've got some exciting updates to discuss that are shaping the future of optical computing, IDE enhancements, and gaming technologies. Quick headline overview. 1. Optical Compute Interconnect Consortium, AMD, NVIDIA, OpenAI, and other tech giants have formed a consortium to develop an open ecosystem for optical scale-up interconnects aimed at overcoming limitations in traditional copper connectivity, especially for AI workloads. 2. Creator 19 Release. The latest version of the Qt Creator IDE has launched, featuring a new minimap for document navigation and a built-in model context protocol server for better integration with AI and LLMs. 3. GeForce Now updates at GDC. NVIDIA's GeForce Now has announced significant updates during the Game Developers Conference, enhancing game discoverability and performance, particularly for virtual reality experiences. Let's dive deeper into each of these topics. Optical Compute Interconnect Consortium. First up, let's talk about the Optical Compute Interconnect OCI Multisource Agreement, MSA Consortium. This initiative, which includes heavyweights like AMD, NVIDIA, OpenAI, Broadcom, Meta, and Microsoft, aims to create a standardized optical interconnect framework that could revolutionize AI cluster architectures. As we know, traditional copper-based interconnects are hitting their limits, particularly as we scale up AI workloads with large language models, LLMs. The OCI aims to tackle these challenges head-on. The consortium specification is designed to be power, latency, and cost-optimized, addressing the bottlenecks that have plagued AI infrastructure. The OCI framework will support a range of technologies, including non-return-to-zero NRZ modulation and wavelength division multiplexing, WDM. This shift from a module-centric to a silicon-centric model allows for tighter integration of optics with compute and networking silicon, which is crucial for achieving higher bandwidth density and system scalability. The OCI is set to promote high-density interfaces, with initial specifications like OCI Gen 1 offering 200 Gbps in each direction, and OCI Gen 2 pushing that to 400 Gbps. There's even a roadmap for scaling up to 3.2 terabits per fiber, which is a game changer for AI workloads that demand massive data throughput. Notably, the consortium emphasizes interoperability with support for various form factors, including pluggable, onboard, and co-packaged optics, CPO. This flexibility will be vital as we transition from traditional copper solutions to more advanced optical architectures. The full specification can be accessed at ocimsa.org, https://ocimsa.org. Next, let's shift gears to the release of Qt Creator 19, an integrated development environment that's gaining traction among developers, especially those working on AI and machine learning projects. This latest version introduces several enhancements that cater to modern development needs. One of the standout features is the new minimap, which provides a simplified overview of document contents, making it easier for developers to navigate large files. This can significantly improve productivity, especially when dealing with extensive code bases or documentation. Another exciting addition is the introduction of a basic model context protocol, MCP server. This server acts as a bridge between AI LLM models, like Claude Code, and the IDE, allowing developers to open files, build, run, and debug software seamlessly. This integration is particularly beneficial for those developing AI applications, as it streamlines the workflow between code development and model training or inference. Moreover, Qt Creator 19 expands its project support to include various frameworks like Ant, Cargo, .NET, Gradle, and Swift. This broadens the IDE's usability and makes it a more versatile tool for developers working across different ecosystems. GeForce Now updates at GDC. Finally, let's discuss the latest updates from NVIDIA's GeForce Now, which were highlighted during the Game Developers Conference, GDC. GeForce Now is continually evolving, and this latest update brings several performance enhancements and features that could impact game developers and players alike. One of the most notable improvements is the increase in streaming performance for virtual reality devices, which now supports up to 90 frames per second, FPS strength. an upgrade from the previous 60 FPS. This enhancement is crucial for delivering smoother and more immersive VR experiences, which can significantly impact user engagement and satisfaction. In addition, GeForce Now is making strides in game discoverability. New in-app labels for connected accounts such as Xbox Game Pass and Ubisoft Plus will allow users to see which titles they already own and can play through the service. This feature aims to simplify the user experience and make it easier for gamers to jump into their favorite titles. The library of available games is also expanding, with new releases like Control Resonant and Monster Hunter Stories 3 Twisted Reflection making their debut. This growth not only enhances the platform's appeal, but also provides developers with more opportunities to reach a wider audience. Closing thought. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the landscape of GPU technology and AI is rapidly evolving. The formation of the OCI consortium signals a significant shift towards optical interconnects, which could redefine how we approach large-scale AI deployments. Meanwhile, tools like Qt Creator 19 are enhancing developer productivity, and platforms like GeForce Now are transforming the gaming experience. Looking ahead, we can expect further advancements in optical technologies and IDE enhancements that will empower developers and engineers to push the boundaries of what's possible in AI and machine learning. Stay tuned for more updates and insights as we continue to explore the fascinating world of GPUs and their applications. Thanks for listening to the AMD GPU Daily. Until next time, keep innovating.